not like the city council meeting. Unless you want to hang out and listen to everything else.
Well, we're going to hang out. Well, so my name is Mike Krupski. I think we've kind of been through a lot of this already, but one thing I'd like to start with is at the last city council meeting, the mayor ended that meeting with a just ridiculous, totally untrue, with no relevant statement at the end of it. So we already know we won because the mayor has never, or any city council member has ever brought up anything regarding ordinances that have been broken. All that we can resort to is just making foolish statements and just lying about stuff and confusing things all. It's whenever you debate someone, you just resort to that, you know you've already won. So over here, because of all the ordinances that have been broken, it made clear to me today that there's nothing holding this committee back from putting it on the agenda. The only thing holding you back from putting it on the agenda is that you don't want to put it on the agenda. So we just want to make that clear tonight that we understand that apparently it is not something that you're looking to put on the agenda, that the people have concerns about. We just want to make that clear tonight, and that's really what I have to say.
Thank you.
I don't really have a statement. I guess we just keep coming until we get it worked out. If you guys want to pull drag out of adult entertainment and you want it to be something that we bring mainstream, I think, okay, that's a conversation that can happen, but there has to be some kind of regulation. So there would be, need to be some sort of process around that, like we have with movies and music. There's ratings on those, so that would be something that we would need to discuss. If we think that we're going to leave it up to adult entertainers to use their best judgment to decide what's appropriate for the public, I mean, that's complete insanity. If you look at some of their social media pages, it's just they're living in a completely different world than we are living in. And it's just a fact. It's not like I'm trying to make derogatory statements about them, but the spectrum of what they have come to see as acceptable and what someone like in Yorkville with four kids would see as acceptable, there's no overlap at all there. So we can't just blindly, you know, say, okay, well, that's what culture's doing, that's what we're gonna do. No, that's really not how it works, and we're gonna have problems, we're gonna have repercussions because of just doing these things that's totally unprecedented. And you know, as I've said a million times, we have 46 years of legal precedent that tells us why that needs to be in that category. It needs to be zoned and licensed that way. So, I don't know.
One other thing too, is like, I'm not sure what else you guys already know. We've been mentioned to us that we're waiting on a written comment from the city lawyer. It appears that she's not going to do that. It appears she won't do that because she's aware that she made a mistake based on her first comments, not totally understanding what was being presented to you.
Which I can see what her thoughts were going into this, that yeah, that the ACLU is overturning stuff.
If I could, Jason, can we have one person at a time? Because it is hard to hear when you have two people talking at the same time. So can we please limit this to one person talking at one given time, please?
Okay, I'm going to talk now.
Do you want to go up to the microphone maybe? Because then maybe he can hear you better.
Can
he? He's on remote right now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, but please keep it to one person giving comment, not going back and forth, because this is not a dialogue. It's one person commenting at a time, please.
At what point does it become a dialogue? I guess not now. with Ms. Orr, when she first gave her statement, I'm going to assume, because there's never been any dialogue there either, I'm going to assume that she was going off of the new ACLU laws where they're allowing some of this drag, and it would be appropriate, you know, fully clothed, talented performances. But then when the video came to light, she had every opportunity to view it and adjust her statement, because there were obviously ordinances that were broken in that video, but she didn't want to do that. And now there's no communication. It sounds like Funkhauser is waiting for a statement for her before he wants to have any sort of dialogue, but that's not going to come. She's had every opportunity to do that. So my recommendation there is to seek alternate counsel. Unless she is communicating with you guys, and I'm not aware of that, it doesn't sound like to me from who I've talked to that there's been any communication. So that seems more like a roadblock than she doesn't seem like she's doing what she's been paid to do, I guess, at this point.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Are you guys, did you not tell me you're okay with the ordinance that we have?
If you uphold them.
This panel, yeah.
If you uphold them.
Okay.
You're not upholding them.
Well, that's a separate issue than enforcement and an ordinance is two separate things. I just wanted to know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've laid out the exact ordinances we were brought up. There's ones under the liquor license, and there's also adult entertainment ordinances that are being violated.
Okay.
I'm going to talk now. The ordinance for male-female impersonation, as just a blanket definition, male-female impersonation is adult entertainment, which requires special zoning and licensing. So that one isn't being upheld at all. And I don't know that you've expressed, I think there's been some expression that you don't want to uphold that one, you want to rewrite that one or discuss it. I don't know why there's no discussion, but if you want to rewrite that one, there needs to be some discussion. And I could understand that would be a reasonable conversation to have. The other ones, no one has expressed any interest in rewriting ordinances about exposure of buttocks at restaurants. And I would hope that wouldn't be something you'd want to rewrite. But I would also hope that would be something you would uphold. And when it is violated, you would admit that it's been violated.
There's honestly one more thing, too. There's been numerous conversations that the city's had and other councilmen have had with other residents of the city saying that, yes, we've just talked to them, the businesses, and we've told them, you can't do this anymore. Well, what can't you do? Because there's been no ordinances violated, according to what the mayor and the other city is saying publicly. So you can't have it both ways. If you're discussing with them something they violated, you have to admit there was a violation. So we want the city to come out and say, we understand there was a violation, and we're going to move forward. We're going to uphold these ordinances. We'd like to make a change to this, or whatever it is, you need to bring that out publicly, and you need to have a forum and let the citizens know about that.
Yeah, they deserve that opportunity to know what is happening and what we're going to do about what is happening, what has happened.
And really, too, also, telling us that we're unclear on how the process works in the city. You work for the city. You are a part of the process. You better understand how the process works. So if you don't understand how to get it onto the agenda, we got a problem. That's clear that we know how to get it on the agenda. Let's get it on the agenda.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. New business. Actually, no, we have minutes for correction approval of September 6th. 2022.
I'm good.
Chris?
All good.
Perfect. All right, moving on to new business. EDC 2022-61 building permit report for August of 2022.
Yes, so in absence of our building board official, I'll give you a quick update. As of August 2022, there were 147 residential permits issued that include single family attached, detached, and miscellaneous permits and commercial. We're slightly less than where we were around this time last year, but development seems to continue to chug on.
Awesome. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns on that?
I'm good.
All right, moving along. EDC 2022-62 building inspection report for August 2022.
Okay, as evidence of that development chugging along, we had 933 inspections conducted in the month of August. And if you have any specific questions on any of those inspections, let me know. And I'll get that information back to the building.
EDC 2022-63 property maintenance report for August 2022.
As you can see, there were 5 cases heard in August of 2022, and our case report level was about 51 total cases for August as well.
Is that going trending up or down?
I don't know. I can't go back and look and see how that's going, but that's pretty standard number of cases that we had in adjudication at that time.
Perfect. Thank you. Questions? EDC 2022-64, Economic Development Report for September 2022, Ms. Lynn Dubacek.
Okay, so the report is here for you to see, and obviously Bell's Tire open, Noodles open, very, very busy. I think I would just say to people, use the app, because if you use the app, I think it's seamless. This is how the way of the future.
And Noodles?
At Noodles, yes. Use the app. Because you can order your food, it will be ready on time. You know, I think that we're in a transition right now because a lot of these restaurants are going to that model. Chipotle is going to use the same model. But it will make things flow.
I will say, I went there with my family over the weekend, and my kids specifically said, wow, that was really quick. And we went inside and ordered. So the comment was, my kids want to know, is it a drive-through or is it just a pickup only window?
It's a pickup only. You cannot order.
I would imagine. You
have to order through the app. The app is really the best way to go.
Perfect.
And everything is really moving along nicely. Burnt Barrel's addition is going to open on time. Chipotle could even get done. It's a possibility. So, what else was I going to comment about? Everything is moving as planned, crafted. I went in and met with them on Friday, and they're moving along, I would think, around Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
So they will be open. So, big changes in there. It looks very different in there, because they've really opened it up. So.
Awesome. Station One Barbecue, I'm getting a lot of calls on that.
Everyone's
super excited.
Yeah.
Were they ranked number one in Texas Barbecue in Illinois or something?
They're in Plainfield, downtown Plainfield, and this Friday they're going to be at Flight. So you go to Flight and get some Station One.
Nice.
If you want a little advanced, they're doing it for you.
Perfect. Are we looking at end of Q1, early Q2?
I think first quarter of 23 is, they want to get open.
Perfect.
Of course, when you get started, then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, let's go. So. But
awesome.
The others will be done by end of year.
Good deal.
So that's about it. More coming. Lots more happening right now.
Awesome. Thank you for your diligence. Okay. Appreciate it. Anybody questions? Funk out here, Closure, Cope?
I'm good. No questions.
All right. EDC 2022-65 ordinance modifying residential subdivision named Kenwood Estates to Timber Ridge Estates, AKA Rally Homes LLC.
Okay, so as you can recall, a couple of months ago, we approved a development agreement with the successor developer of the former Kenwood Estates, Rally Homes. They are seeking, they also just revised the street names to kind of take the new woodland theme from the subdivision. So they are wanting to officially change the subdivision name, which requires a recorded resolution with the county so that it can be reflected in the not only the legal description, but incorporate all the previous agreements under that subdivision name. So in your packet, you have a draft ordinance. The city attorney has revised that ordinance slightly. So if you see on your desk, there's a revised ordinance. It's the only revision is removing of number 4 in the therefore clauses, which is any ordinance or parts thereof in conflict with this provision of the ordinance is hereby repealed. So there's no such conflict. This will also go before the Public Works Committee, I believe, as well, for street name coming for subdivision name change. And the petitioner is not here tonight, but they are supporting this.
So I guess the only question I had, and this was initially, was there's a Timber Ridge across from Autumn Creek on Route 34. Right. So I guess one of the concerns would be if there's a 911 call, how would they differentiate?
They go by address and not subdivision.
Okay.
KenCom and the dispatch would have had some sort of input as part of the GIS process, which initiated this resolution. So, we actually, we approved it as part of our development agreement, sent it to Kendall County, and they said, this is great, but we're not going to do anything until you approve it via, you know, formal resolution.
Right.
So,
because the development agreement is not.
Right.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Questions?
Got my own.
Punk out here?
Just as I said in the past, I wasn't thrilled with the name change because of the duplication and the similarity of Timber Glen as well. However, it's already moving through. KenCom has basically signed off on it. So as much as I would prefer there not to be similarities of this sort, it is what it is, so let's move forward.
I concur. Thank you. All right, moving along.
Somewhere else.
Pardon?
What's the question? Maybe if you end up somewhere else. That'd be coming. But I can't count. Just look over that.
No, it had to go.
Oh, the correction does not have to go to public works.
It does not. Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right. EDC 2022-66, the meeting scheduled for 2023. Did you guys get a chance to peruse this? Any conflicts? Anything glaring?
Of note, we did move those two in April and July so that they're not on holidays or election days.
That makes sense. Perfect. July 5th was the only one that I thought could be tough if people were traveling.
Yeah, and if we don't have a quorum that month, then we won't have a meeting.
No worries. Everybody good with those?
Yep.
All right, EDC 2022-67. PDC 2022-18 Pork and Cake Liquor Sign Variance.
So this is a sign variance request by Pork Keg and Liquor, which was a previously owned G Liquor, east side of 47 across from Town Square Park. They are looking for a variance to increase the overall amount of size for a wall sign, the width of a wall sign, and being closer to the vertical edge. Back in the spring, they changed their name from OMG to Pork Keg and Liquor. They were putting up a sign. The code enforcement was kind of driving by, asked if they had a permit, they did not, so they immediately put in a permit that day, but they finished putting the sign up. It was denied because it was too wide, it was too large, and it's too close to the walls per our definitions in our code right now. So they applied for a variance so they can keep the sign where it's at. As opposed to moving it somewhere else on the building. The districts are here as well. Greg Rowe and Romanc are here. If you have any questions for them as well.
So the issue is the black letters that are across the front of it. Is that what I'm understanding?
Mm-hmm. The main sign on the front,
okay.
The zoning ordinance states a new wall, you know, a new wall is affixed after 4 feet of depth from a different wall, and it's 9 feet in front. So it creates a new wall. You're supposed to be a foot from each side, 75% of the total width of the building. So it goes wall to wall, and it's larger. So you get 2 square feet for every 1 linear foot. So it is, I had it on here. They're looking for 36 square feet, and their maximum should be about 21.
And Jason, the issue that really is created here is the original sign was compliant at the time it was put in, but when the ordinance was revised, it created a non-compliant.
That is correct.
Okay. It's not, it's not, it really made a change. I know I asked a few questions because of the EDO book committee for the sign and the size.
Any questions
in terms of how close it is to the
sign? You heard what he said?
For the most part. He's saying it's pretty close to the old sign,
yeah.
But the old sign was put in before the new rules, so when they put it in, it was not conforming to now, therefore this one. For me. Is that correct what you're saying, Chris?
And not that the original was non-conforming. The revised ordinance created it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good. So we're on the, we have that. So at the UDO committee, one thing that's been discussed is the vertical placement, that it can, you know, we talked at length about moving that location. And with some of the changes that the UDO committee is considering, I'm inclined that we go ahead and give a recommendation on this sign. I don't have a problem with it, but because the sign was already there, and with some of the changes that may come about from the UDO, it may be something that's permissible in the future. So one of the issues that I have is our ordinance, the 4-foot offset of the wall. I'm not very keen on that. I think that creates kind of a very odd and difficult wall to work in. And this is a great point. That 4-foot offset, it creates its own wall, its own calculation, so it's not really a usable space. So I'm willing to just go ahead and give us, say let's give a recommendation to move this forward positively.
I would be stuck with that. I actually think it looks nicer than the original one.
Yeah. And the original one is still pretty wide, too. I mean, it's not like it was.
Yeah, it looks like it's about the same size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think when you're looking at the two pictures in the packet, I think obviously the new one looks much nicer. So
the name's nicer.
Yeah.
I can always give my 2 cents.
Sure.
Thank you for that, by the way. We do take pride in our signs. But in the same accord, I had been on the job about 6 months, so a big part of the faux pas here was my lack of understanding about the process. So that's my big purpose for being here with them, is to apologize to the committee for that lack of understanding. There was no, like, I was doing this to pull a fast one or anything like that. It was just, I thought it looked great, I had the measurements and it went up, and then we were both like, so, for that, right, wrong, or indifferent, I apologize for that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we are good with that.
All right. For
everybody.
It goes to a November public hearing, and then it'll probably be on November City Council.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you guys talking. Do you understand what that means?
Yes.
Okay. Outside, so.
Old business, we have EDC 2022-57, Plains Group Riverwalk and Art Easement.
So we had discussed this, well, we were supposed to discuss it at last EDC meeting. We have obtained the approval from Mike Williams to execute an easement for the riverfront walk to the north of their existing building there on the corner of the bridge and the drought, as well as an art easement in the corner. This is the revised Riverwalk easement. It was not in your packet, so it's right there in front of you on your desk. And it shows a graphic that staff created in blue, just trying to make it clear where these boundaries are and the actual ramps of easements are the next 2 pages.
So, Chris, on the top right-hand corner, it looks like there's a pad. I'm thinking that's a deck, if I remember right, or some kind of picnic table area. Is that going, that would be on our...
That would be outside.
Of our...
Of the easement area.
Okay, because to me it looks like it might be part of it, on part of the park corner.
Well, this is a graphic that we created, so yeah. This is just for illustrative purposes. Right.
If you look on page 2, you can see the wood deck is.
Correct.
And that top right corner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the Williams group is good with the easement that was provided. So
when are we looking at doing a pedestrian bike trail there, and then what kind of material are we going to be out
of? Oh, that's a far along conversation.
Who knows? Yeah. I guess it's a good segue for a topic that I've been meaning to bring up. There were a round of OSLED grants and ITEP grants that were available to us with an October 1st deadline. When we looked at it at the end of August or beginning of September, based on our past lack of success with getting those, You know, we looked at it and just said, we haven't done enough planning to really, like, have a good application to be able to go through. So we didn't even bring it up here. But, you know, that type of a question would be something that, you know, you're probably not going to solve in a meeting or two meetings.
Yeah.
It's going to take months of engineering and discussion and, you know, public input and things. So that would be something that, you know, over the next couple of years, I think it would be a good idea to kind of just talk about everything from a very high level, maybe pick a couple projects for a future OSLED grant or ITEP grant, and then actually do some of the design work way in advance so that the next time that there's money available, you know, we know what it looks like, how much it's going to cost, and we just don't have the resources to do it, so we ask the state for some additional funds.
Okay.
So that would be something that I'd recommend that we kind of foray into.
Yeah, fair enough. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to another question. So in the short term, for the next year, what's the maintenance or what's going to...
No,
we're just going to let it grow up?
Yeah, we're just looking
for
it
to point this.
Yep. I mean, it's already over.
It's naturalized and...
Yeah, I don't know if you've walked back there recently. It's all undergrowth and scrub trees, and so...
We're not even going to try to clean it out at all?
Probably not. I mean, if we do, my guess is that would probably be a conversation to have at City Council. Like, what would be the benefit of doing so? Because my guess is it would be more than $25,000.
It's erosion control right now.
Could be.
Erosion control.
If everybody's, you know, real jazzed about erosion control, we can bring a proposal to a future meeting. Sure.
Chris, Funkhauser, anything?
I've got one comment, and this is just down to kind of the technical level of the plat itself. In the northeast corner of the easement, at the kind of where Ken was talking about that deck, there is the easement line almost coincides with the edge of the, or the top of the bank, it looks like. Do we know how much space is actually in there, that area there? Since we don't have the dimensions on the plan, I didn't read the legal description.
You mean
if we're going to do anything, I'm assuming we have to go under the grid, since we're not going to impose on their area and try to come up. I assume we would possibly have enough space to go under the bridge. Is that like something that as we move through plans, if we wanted to get an OSLA grant or anything, that might be the route?
That's another question akin to Jason's. You know, it would require a fair amount of design, you know, work and discussion to be able to decide whether you're going to attached to the bridge there and actually bring everybody to the grade of the roadway or to go under. The brief conversation we had when we walked this thing this summer was that going under would probably require a fair amount of work and cost and, you know, probably bigger than just making sure that we have a slice of the land there. You'd probably have to go into the waterway, probably do compensatory flood plain elsewhere, and all those types of things. So that may be, you know, more of an effort than it's worth. But again, we haven't really, you know, had any in-depth discussions on it.
Ken still wants his bike trail over there.
Yeah, I think it should be. I'd like to see it under. But I don't know the details.
Maybe there's grants available for that.
Yeah.
Who came up with the art easement? And then you would make plans for that.
So as part of that grant that we applied for with the state, there were some plans for an interactive sculpture there, but because we didn't get a grant, there's no funding for that. But if the city council is interested, we can pursue further plans and funding.
Okay. At least we have it there, so.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely a discussion for budget time. And in my mind, it wouldn't cost very much to commission some art down there or even find somebody that would be willing to donate their time to create something. It's a relatively small footprint, so it's more of, you know, who do you want to do it, what do you want there, than I think money probably at this point. So.
Okay. Well, we had some ideas from the downtown overlay, didn't we? Yeah,
for
several
sure.
Ideas that maybe we could look at. Okay, perfect. All right.
This one does go to public works meeting.
Yep.
Perfect. We do not have any additional business. Unless you guys do.
We're good.
All right. Then 6:31, we'll call it.
You have additional business, right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.